had a 13-year-old. He's making more money than his teachers. Unheard of, bro. The other guy we were talking about, he was behind on his rent. He joined the real world. And now he's like 6 months ahead on rent.
We've got kids literally 13, 14, 15 years old crushing it, making tons of money. I had a guy that already was killing it in the animations game. He was able to simplify the entire process just last month. He made $65,000.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I do not bring people on my show just all the time. In fact, I don't even have a fucking show. I just have a channel. But now it's a show because Dylan's here. And Dylan is a professor in the real world, the best online university on the planet. And I am very non-apologetic about saying that. So I'm glad to have you. Had to fly across the world to make it happen. You know, I've seen you in, what, 6, 7 countries in the last year and a half?
Yeah, about 6 countries.
And never gets old, of course, and we always end up talking about business, money, getting better, or whatever, and it could not be a better subject than to talk about the real world.
100%, brother.
It's truly changing lives every day. I get messages all the time, and there's always pressure, right? It's like, hey, I'm 14. I'm like, fuck, where are your parents?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and so it's like, you know, and messaged all the young men, because I got a message yesterday from a dad, and he's like, my kid's in the real world, but he quit doing his homework. I'm going to say right now, respect your father, number one.
100%.
And then number two, don't disrespect your teachers and do your fucking homework. Like, just because you can do both. Everybody in our group is all about working out, getting sunlight, doing your best. Bro, you can do both. I played sports and did school, and I was respectful to my teachers and my elders. So there's no reason for a young man not to. So we start with that, and then we can get to you. Because you have quite an interesting story about how you went from where you're from. You're American, yeah?
Yeah, America.
What city?
South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, shit, the South.
Oh, yeah.
Like me, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So that can be a very suppressive place, and you got out of that, and you created full freedom in your life, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
What was the story like? How did you get to that place?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll give you a summarized version, because obviously you and I know each other very well, but for everybody that's watching this, I came from the South, obviously, and like I was looking around, I was like, man, there's got to be more to life than this. Like everybody, the biggest thing for them was driving like a nice big truck, having a okay house. I was like, I know I'm more intelligent than this. And I started I was in like 12 different jobs by the time I was like probably 21, 22. Every single time I tried to work a job, it was just this isn't it. And just a bunch of different situations happened. I found myself basically, I was cleaning bathrooms, cleaning apartments, just doing any little thing I could to make some side money because I didn't want to work a regular 9-to-5. I felt in my mind, if I was working a regular 9-to-5, that I was going to get too okay. It was just, oh, okay, I'm making just enough. So I wanted to make myself just so like uncomfortable, essentially, like picking up trash, cleaning bathrooms. And I found the side hustle flipping as well to make some extra cash. That still wasn't enough. I was going to running events for people like Cernovich, and then I eventually joined the War Room. This was back in 2019. I started going to those events, started meeting all these people. And I was like, man, all these people, they see something in me, but why am I still like at this level? Why can't I travel the world? And that's essentially what led me to, I didn't have a word for it at the time, but freelancing. I went to a quick 3-day trip in Jamaica he's now in the War Room as well, because he saw my transformation, but now he's in the War Room. But anyways, he was like, bro, I don't see why you're not doing this. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, it's email copywriting. I was like, email copywriting? He's like, yeah, I basically just write emails for my clients, help increase their sales, and they pay me. He was making like $6,000 a month, which at the time was way more than I was making, like just literally, I'm not going to, just for the viewers, I saw some bad stuff and I was cleaning. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
And I was like, man, what am I still not doing? So I focused on freelancing and I focused specifically on email copywriting. And I took on some little side gigs here and there, and this is what I teach inside the real world, is focus on one thing, one skill set. Because everything essentially works if you work hard enough. But if you're sitting there, like on my end, I was writing blog posts for people. I was helping like the marketing side of a web design company. I was doing all these different things, running my blog, running my social media. And I was just barely getting by. And this is while I was doing the cleaning. I was making time for all that stuff. But then when I decided to apply my mind, and like I use this example all the time for my students. Like imagine you're trying to learn 3 different languages and you want to become fluent at them. Versus comparing somebody learning one language and becoming fluent. Who's going to become more fluent? Obviously, the one focusing on the one language. So I was like, you know what, Dylan? Focus on this email copywriting thing. And I took on my first client, started gaining more experience with that. I took on my second client, my third client. By that point, I was able to start. I was already traveling, but I was able to travel a little bit more in style. Instead of making like $1,500 a month from like one client, then you could take on the next one. You're making $2,000-$3,000 a month, and you start getting better and better at your skill. And then from there, you can turn it into an actual business. That's actually something you've been really just slapping me around, helping me do, is systemize things even more because I've got the team. But that's a very summarized version, and just figuring it out as I went. And the guys that joined the real world, they have such a massive advantage because I had to figure all this stuff out on my own. Like, I would have to read all these blog posts, watch all these videos, lose a client, have to fire a client because I was like, man, this is too much stress. Like, red flag, red flag. But then you can join something like the real world, and it's got everything from obviously freelancing. You can learn copywriting. We've even got a fitness campus, e-com. And you can learn from people that are in it every single day, literally in the trenches building these businesses. So it's not something... And I actually walked out of college. I actually want to touch on this. I went to college, and I was learning small business entrepreneurship and marketing because I knew I wanted business or to do business. And I asked the professor at the time, I was like, excuse me, sir, like, what businesses have you actually ran? Because I thought that would give me a sense of direction.
Probably got offended, yeah?
He got offended, and he never ever in his life ran a business. He was teaching it.
Bro, and I say this on podcasts all the time. Yeah. I said the reason the real world is better than Harvard is because you have a real person, not only that runs a real business, he's running this business right now. Today, he is running this business.
Not 10 years ago.
Yeah, not 10 years ago, not in theory, not in fairy tale land. And here's the other part, your classmates, right? Your classmates.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like this on the test, it's like, no, look, this is how I made an A. Here's a paycheck.
Yeah.
And so there's a synergy around it. Everybody's winning.
Yes.
And it's almost like if you go in there and you listen and you really pay attention at all, you cannot fail. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were just talking the other day, you had a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Like he's making more money than his teachers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unheard of, bro. Or the other guy we were talking about, like he was behind on his rent. He joined the real world for $49, by the way.
Yeah,
$50. Let's call it $50 just to be 100 about it. $50. $49.99 is $50.
Yeah.
And now he's like 6 months ahead on rent.
Yeah, so basically, it was one of my students. He hit me up. He's like, bro, I'm about to get evicted. He's got kids. I'm about to get evicted. I don't know what to do. I don't really have any skills. I was like, okay, we'll go through. I've got several different courses with like different methods to make money online within my campus. That's just my campus. It's not even including all the others. And he focused on flipping, and he was able to not only pay that month's rent, he was able to pay months of rent in advance. Didn't get kicked out of his apartment. We've got kids literally 13, 14, 15 years old crushing it, making tons of money. There's a guy, and this is also for any of you that are watching this, and you're like, well, I already have a business. I don't need the real world. You do need the real world, because I had a guy that already was killing it in the animations game, but he was stressed out. He was working all the time. His income kept stagnating. I sat down with him, gave him access to some of the more advanced modules that I've got inside of the freelancing campus within the real world, and he was able to simplify the entire process just last month. And I showed you the screenshot. He made $65,000, bought a new car. Like he's loving life. So we've got stuff for the total beginner that's, in, let's say, still going to school. We got people that have dropped out of college, or they're like, oh, I don't really, this college thing isn't for me. And then we also have stuff for the people that are already crushing it, and they want to crush it more and enjoy their lifestyle. And that's what I absolutely love about it. And we were also talking about this off camera. Like, the reason the real world is just so amazing is it's not just like most people where they're, oh, yeah, here's this course, watch the videos, okay, now just fuck off, just go figure it out. It's, you go through the courses, and while you're going through the courses, it unlocks various chats that it's literally other students going through it with you, and you have access to students that have already applied the information, and you have access to the professor, so I'm the professor of the real world, and we're all sitting there helping each other win day after day after day, so there's no point where you're just stuck and you don't know what to do.
And I really love that part about it because we're talking about the gamification of the war room.
Yeah.
And how if you can get to a place where you can truly enjoy it and it's unlocking things. So a lot of kids like video games and there's a good reason. There's a dopamine rush to getting to the next level.
Oh, yeah. I used to play video games all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't played video games since I was a little boy because sports kind of, you know, I was one of the last generations, I think, to really play outside too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even beefing the younger generation because, like, new problems, new opportunities, right, for each one. But I was eating lunch with Luke yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, we're talking about how like, unlocking rooms can be exciting and maybe some of the coin stuff, you know. And these are things that we openly are telling you, hey, listen, we are making it gamified, But the best part about the gamification of it is that you were going to make a lot of money. And so instead of getting, you know, you're getting coins and all this stuff, but as you come up through the ranks of it, it's your actual bank account that's coming up, which is probably the best game you could possibly play. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So tell me a little bit more about the gamification and how guys are enjoying it, finding themselves getting addicted to work in a positive way.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of us were already gamers back in the day, and we wanted to gamify the process even more. And the amazing thing about the coins is the more you actually apply yourself, the more money you're making. It unlocks various things. Example, if you want to have a call with me, instead of having to, like, oh, okay, I'm going to chat back and forth, which is amazing, you can actually have a call with me. And it unlocks various, like, roles and other cool things internally that we talk about inside the real world. It unlocks various chats and stuff that are more exclusive. Like, you can call it, like, the secret, the Illuminati chats, where we're talking about the even higher level stuff. So basically, you get rewarded for making your life even better. If you're actually logging into the app, which you can have on your phone, both Android and Apple, and you have it on your computer, if you're logging in more, if you're going through more of the courses, if you're actually applying it in real time every single day, and you're showcasing, wow, I'm actually making more money, I'm getting in better shape, I'm improving my mindset, well, we're going to reward you, and you're going to have more coins, which are going to unlock more things internally within the app, but then also you can have direct access, such as calls, et cetera, with the actual professors. And there's literally nothing out there like that. I mean, sure, in college, you get like some grades, like an A+, B+, or like me, it was like C's and all that. With the real world, though, you get access to, oh, you're actually making more money. You can actually talk to the professor. You're unlocking all these things that other people don't have. So it's more fun, and it's like this constant dopamine drip of actual progression.
Love that, bro. Bro, you want to create a game right now? It just hit me.
Let's do it.
Bro, first kid to have friends over and figure out a way to stay up all night making money. First kid to pay his parents' mortgage next month, I'll do a call with on my channel.
Man, I'm going to create a separate account in the real world to get that challenge.
Fuck you, Dylan. First kid, Thomas, you hear it, right? Okay, cool. So we'll do it. Okay. And then if you're lucky, I might even put Dylan on the call.
Ah. Make it happen.
All right, that's the thing.
Yeah.
First kid to pay his parents' mortgage off next month by working his ass off on a Friday night instead of drinking and boozing.
Yeah.
He works out that day. He works all night on a Friday night. Have your boys over. Y'all can all have a contest.
Yeah.
You pay first person to message Thomas at Tom Got Visions and prove it with a video with one of your parents in the video confirming that you paid their mortgage through the real world. Mm-hmm. I will personally and get Dylan on do a phone call with you on my channel.
Make it happen.
Do shit for your parents. All right. Quit being a dickhead. Quit being mean to your teachers.
Yeah. And speaking of actually parents... by the way, congratulations. I saw that video you did with the mortgage. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
On my end, one of the amazing things about freelancing is I realized working a regular job, I was like, man, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm hardly able to take care of myself. How am I going to be able to take care of my mom?
Yeah.
Because growing up, like I ended up moving in with my dad much later. But growing up, I would see my mom literally going through the kitchen trying to find food and stuff just so I could eat. And so I had this like obsession in my mind. I was like, I want to be able to take care of my mom. Like, so through freelancing, I don't have a college degree. I wasn't that intelligent in school. I was that kid getting like C's and D's.
Yeah, this is boring.
It's super
boring. But wait, do your homework.
Do your homework. Apply yourself.
Yeah, you have to do it. Okay.
Yeah. But through freelancing, through applying my mind, the methods I literally teach students inside the real world,
right.
I was able to retire my mom a couple years ago. And she needed a new car the other day. Done. It's not a thing.
Bad boy, huh?
Yeah, and that's while still being able to travel the world. That's while still taking care of my girl. You met Colson the other day. I moved him here from Paraguay. So it's like freelancing, and not only just freelancing, the stuff you're learning inside the real world, it's, once again, it's not 10 years ago. It's not theory. It's tangible stuff that's working right now. So if you actually apply yourself now, and then you leverage having access to the professors, you leverage all these other students who are doing it, there's no way that you don't win. Like, literally every day you have access to the wins that are happening, and if you get stuck, you're like, hey, guys, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I've been trying. What am I doing wrong?
Right, and all your boys are there to help you.
Yeah, we're all there to help each other.
Yeah.
Like, I literally spend, like, 12 hours a day on my phone just texting, helping students. And that's just me. That's not including the team that I've built of students that are crushing it. And I call them my apprentices. They're in the app every day also.
Banging.
Yeah, banging. And I've got other people, the other students that are still earning their way up. So it's like we're constantly just pushing each other, basically forcing yourself to actually go out there and make her life better, you know?
I even hear, so we have the fitness room. Big shout out to Alex, by the way.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's
dude, I've worked out with Alex personally. Me, Tristan, and Alex, bro. He's one of the best, bro.
Oh, yeah. He destroyed my body.
Yeah, bro. I'm like sore for 2 days. I'm like, Tristan, how you feel? And he's like, oh. And we're both looking at Alex and we're like, you know? So we got all these other rooms. I want to talk about all the other campus rooms that we can talk of. You know, like Arno's in there smashing. But let's talk about Alex for a second, man.
Okay.
And how important physical fitness is. Like, I know that when I've looked in the real world, I'll see guys talking about, okay, I'm going to take a push-up break.
Yeah.
You know, and guys are like banging out push-ups, mm-hmm. and then they're back on the keys. Bam, 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 bam. Having Alex in there doing the fitness thing, and I put something about fitness, like whole team strong yesterday on my Twitter. You know, it's such an important, vital part of being able to have your brain moving in the right direction, just popping down. Dude, I've seen you. You've lost tons of weight,
yeah.
you know, over the last year, man. Tell me about that room with Alex and what you're expecting to see from the guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, imagine having access to a personal trainer.
As a part of school. Real PE.
Literally.
Real PE.
Yes. Yeah. While you're learning how to make money, while you're fixing your mindset. I've even got a course that teaches you how to speak better. While you're learning all that, you also have access to a personal trainer that literally costs you lots and lots of money to pay. You get access to it within the membership cost. So whether it's diet stuff, whether it's working out, what should I do to get this type of thing? Or maybe you've got an injury. What can I do to still build that workout without messing up my shoulder? Whatever it is. Or if it just comes down to, like, if you have questions about supplements, because a lot of people, they want to try different supplements. And this is actually something Alex has helped me with. I found out I was taking some supplements, and I found out I was actually taking, like, essentially, it was useless. Like, my body absorption and all that, it was basically
right, it was
wasting
going out the
money.
Window.
Yeah. Literally wasting hundreds of dollars a month just on
supplements.
You're
just peeing yellow for no reason.
Literally. He's like, no, you need to do this.
Right.
So that's why the fitness campus is so awesome, because Alex, literally, you've trained with him.
He trains Tristan multiple times.
All the time. He's destroyed my body, but at the same time, he's one of the most knowledgeable people I've seen with anything nutrition, fitness. Right. It literally blew my mind. I woke up one morning, and I was over at one of the houses they have. I was like, "Yeah, man. Last night I wasn't out that late. I went to bed at a reasonable time. I just wasn't feeling it." And he was like, "No problem. Try this." Made me this like potion of just supplements. Drink it. He's like, 30 minutes, you'll be good." It was one of the best days ever. So you have access to that inside the fitness campus. And
it all comes as a part of the service, right?
That's something you guys really need to understand this. Like, it's not just the freelance campus. It's not just the fitness campus. It's not just copywriter or e-com. You have all of this.
You get it all, man. Your whole life in there.
Yeah, you're in.
And by the way, if you bought a fitness course for somebody, you're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, for the level of access.
For the level of information that you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're going to get all of that plus whatever which of the campuses you want to go make money in, whether it's copywriting, flipping, freelance, whatever that might be, plus the fitness, plus his voice course, plus everything else that comes with it. Dude, it's the best deal out there. It's truly the best deal out there.
It's literally one of the best platforms out there if you want to make more money, if you want to improve your mindset, improve your body. There's nothing else out there, because we're all working together every single day as a community, and you have access to people, and we keep talking about this point, but people that are actually doing it and have achieved actual success. It's not just a bunch of theory. And there's literally nothing else out there like that.
Beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. So tell me, outside of your campus, tell me about some of the other professors, some of the other wins, some of the other things they're teaching, some of the things that the guys can get excited about so they can go have a boys' night at the house, you know, on a Friday night, your sophomore, junior, even in junior high maybe, and you're making that money, going to pay your parents' mortgage next month.
Better do it.
So we can do a call.
Yeah.
Tell me about those other professors, man.
You know, one of my another campus I love a lot is the copywriting campus. People come in, and of course, and this is completely normal. Like, the first time I rode a bike, I wiped out a couple times, and eventually you keep getting up and trying. Right. And then I was riding a mountain bike. Then I was doing tricks. I was doing all that. Yeah. And the copywriting campus does very well, because you come in, you don't really know anything about copywriting. You're like, "Oh, I think I type words." But he runs you through a boot camp. Every single day you wake up, day by day by day, and he literally holds your hand to getting your first client, to understanding copyright, literally everything. And so
takes the training wheels off and puts the pegs on.
Yeah, literally, literally, bro. So that for me, the copywriting campus is actually one of my favorites. And then after that's the e-com. I've actually got my girl going through the e-com campus right now, and she's already getting results. But essentially, it teaches you how to go about setting up an actual e-com store. So like drop shipping, there's different types of e-com that he teaches, but he teaches you how to actually go out. And you can either do it for free, so like organic traffic, just posting content, which is awesome. So for any of you that are watching this, and you're like, oh, but Dylan, I don't have thousands of dollars to put in ads. You don't need it, bro. Literally, just post content. It's free. I can open up my phone right now, post a tweet, post a TikTok and Instagram reel. And then he also teaches you how to do paid ads. So that's a question. Another thing that people literally charge thousands of dollars for. He teaches you for the price of the membership. You can learn the basics like paid ads and all that to start promoting your whatever your e-com brand is. We've obviously got the stocks. We have the personal finance. We've got the fitness. Right. So you're getting all of this. And you have access to all these people 24/7. And they're like, I could literally go on and on about it.
Yeah, you know what another thing that we don't talk about is what if you already have a business?
Yeah.
And what if all you need to do, what if you need to get a little better at finance, a little better at fitness, and a little better at copywriting or marketing? All that is in the same place.
Yep.
I can't stop saying this, for $50 a month, bro. Like $50 a month. I'm going to spend $50 just going downstairs and getting an Uber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So it's an incredible thing. So Arno, big wins coming out, right?
Oh,
from
all
his guys, all the professors, just smashing it.
Every single day, bro, because we're all in the app. Every single day, we're constantly basically flexing on each other. Look how many lives I changed today. Look at all the money this student made. We're constantly doing that. So even we're competing against each other.
Competitive nature in that
we're,
way.
We're seeing how many lives can we actually change today.
Right.
And so, yeah, and from the people, and I want to touch on this point again because I actually get asked this quite a bit. What if I already have a business? What if I already am making, let's say, 8K, 10K a month, if not more? We have that type. We can help you. We can help you amplify that success as well. All you 100%. Have to do is, it's very easy. I've literally have a guy, his entire job is to go through and make sure that people that are already crushing it get access to the higher level information. All you have to do is show me or show any of the other professors, hey, like example, if you're in e-com, you can show the professor there, hey, I'm already making this amount of money. I want to take it to the next level. And they'll give you access to the higher level stuff. If you're inside the freelancing campus, the copywriting campus, same thing. Just show us that you're already making the money. We're not going to, as long as we can see like actual screenshots, actual proof, you explain how you're actually doing it, we'll give you access to the higher level information. So the beginners that are watching this, you can come in and overall improve your life. If you're already crushing it, you can come in, improve your fitness, improve your mindset, but also
amplify business.
Amplify, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't matter the business. We can help you amplify it because we have a campus waiting for you.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. So let me ask you, man. Where can guys find you to get in touch with you on all platforms?
So, I mean, I guess two best ways is obviously YouTube, number one. Just type in Dylan Madden, look for the handsome bald guy with the beard. Boom. And then Twitter is Moneybag Lives.
Moneybag Lives. How'd you get the name Moneybags, bro?
It came from Andrew and Tristan, actually. Because I always was wearing this European handbag, whatever it's called. It's the satchel.
Yeah.
I was always wearing that. And any time you needed anything from cash, cigars, whatever. I had it on me all the time. I was always strapped. Yeah. And anyways, we were sitting at the club one time, and I was like, man, maybe I'm annoying them because I was just on my phone working. And you're just like, money bag. And then Tristan, money bag Madden. And that basically just became my thing. I was like, you know what? I kind of like that.
I kind of like it myself, man. It does have a ring to it. So listen, guys, if you're looking to join the real world, I don't care which one of us you get in touch with. We're here to change lives. It's the most fulfilling work I've ever done personally.
100%, bro. I wake up every morning excited. Yeah.
Yeah. I know from talking to you, it's the same. So get in touch with either of us. Follow Dylan on all of his platforms regardless. He's putting out incredible content every day. Of course, you know where to find me. Until next time, guys, Jay Waller, Dylan Madden. We'll talk to you soon.